everyone, it's Mr. Charlton here, and this is audio story 453. Now the next story has been chosen by Stavia. Hello Stavia! And Stavia has asked for any movie linked to the Cars movie. So the one I have chosen is called Mater, Mater, look out for Mater. Are you ready? Okay, let's begin. Cars, look out for Mater. Times had changed in Radiator Springs. Once it was a sleepy little town. Now cars came from all over the world to visit the new racing headquarters of Lightning McQueen. The famous race car liked all the attention that he was getting from his fans, but what he really enjoyed was spending time with his friends. Lightning's two closest friends were Mater and Sally. Mater was a rusty tow truck with a silly sense of humour. He and Lightning McQueen were very different, but they had quickly become best friends, best buddies. Sally was Lightning's girly friend, as Mater often said. She was caring and smart. Lightning loved driving around with Sally by his side. One day, Sally and Lightning drove to a cliff overlooking a gravel pit. "That seems like a fun place to race," said Lightning. "I'll have to bring Mater there."
"Oh, please don't," Sally begged. "I'm always warning Mater that this place is dangerous. I don't want to worry why I'm out of town the next few days. Promise me you'll look out for Mater while I'm away."
"Ah, of course I will." Back in town, Lightning was sadly rolling along Main Street when Mater came up beside him. "Hey, shoot, are you moping because Miss Sally went away?" Mater asked his friend. "You need some Mater-style fun? Yeah, you do."
Even though Lightning wasn't in the mood, he knew he'd better go along. After all, he had promised Sally he would look out for Mater. Before long, Mater was speeding towards a grassy hill.
"Slow down!" yelled Lightning.
But Mater kept on going. The tow truck honked his horn, beep, beep, and flew over the hill with a big grin.
Next, Mater drove down a winding dirt road backwards. "You're crazy," Lightning called to him. "Turn around."
Nah, it's more fun when you're looking the other way," Mater said, chuckling and laughing and laughing and chuckling.
As the sun began to set, Mater insisted on going to the one place that he shouldn't, the gravel pit.
"We can't go down there," Lightning said. "I promised Sally..."
Before the race car could even finish his sentence, Mater was revving his engine and speeding around the pit.
"Come on down," cried Mater. "This is fun."
Lightning realized that if he wanted to look out for Mater, he had better stay close to him. So the race car slowly inched his way down the slippery slope. Mater rushed. He left Lightning behind in a cloud of dust. Just then, the two friends heard a loud an angry bulldozer was coming up behind them.
"Stop messing up my gravel," he yelled. "This pit is not for playing in."
"Gulp, it's time to go," cried Lightning. "Right behind you, buddy," replied Mater, and off they went.
The next day, Mater had a surprise for his friend Lightning. He followed Mater to the gravel pit.
"No way," shouted Lightning. "Let's find a safe place to have fun."
"Shh," whispered Mater as he rode past the snoring bulldozer.
"Big bull sleeping, and anyways, this time we won't even touch the gravel."
Before Lightning could stop him, Mater rode onto some rails that had been set up to help move the gravel from one end of the pit to the other. The race car watched as Mater zoomed up and down the rails with a big smile on his face. The tow truck honked and hooted as he whooshed around the turns. Lightning knew he should stop Mater. He had promised Sally, but it looked like such fun. Lightning had to try too. Lightning made his way to the top of the track.
He revved, vroom, vroom, his engine and took off. "Ka-chow! It was fantastic! I told you it was fun," Mater yelled. "But Sally's right about this place being dangerous," said Lightning. "Let's get going before something goes wrong."
But as the sun began to set, Mater insisted on one more ride. After a while, there was a loud whack.
"You okay, buddy?"
Lightning called into the darkness. Suddenly, a floodlight lit the gravel pit. A booming voice shouted,
A booming, booming voice, it shouted, "What is going on in here?"
Big Bull had woken up to find Mater hanging by his tall cable. Luckily, Mater wasn't hurt, but he was stuck.
"I can get you down," Big Bull fumed, "but I'll have to break your tow cable to do it."
Once Mater was free, he was quick and he was quiet as he could be. What kind of tow truck was he without his cable? Lightning felt bad too. He should have done a better job looking out for Mater. The next night, Sally came back to town.
"Mater, what's happened to you?" she gasped.
When she found out that he and Lightning McQueen had been in the gravel pit, she was very, very angry.
"Lightning tried to warn me," said Mater. "I should have been a better friend and listened to him."
He started to cry.
"You could have been really hurt," Sally said.
"Thankfully, we can get that tow cable fixed." Mater smiled and turned to his best friend, his red friend.
"Then we can go out for more Materstyle fun."
Sally frowned. Lightning couldn't help laughing. "This time I pick the place. I'll show you how to have a Lightning McQueen style fun without getting hurt."
Ka-chow! The end. Boys and girls, that is taken from one of my favourite movies. And that's like an extra story away from the movies. I absolutely loved it. I hope you did too. I love Lightning McQueen. I love Mater. And I love Sally. I will see you all very, very soon on Mr. Charlton's Audio Stories. 3, 2, 1, bye, bye, bye.